Mariela?
Yes, thank you, Hunter. Good afternoon. Rate regulated activities. The objective of this meeting is to inform you about a revised plan for developing the next consultation document for this project, and this is the subject matter of paper 9. And also to inform you about the key messages received from members of the consultative group for rate regulation at a meeting that we had with them on the 26th of October, which several board members attended. We don't intend to go into detail about this feedback because we have summarized this feedback in detail in agenda paper 9A. But we would like to focus this discussion on the revised plan. And in the discussions that we have had with the board during this year, the board has raised several conceptual and operational matters, issues. And so far, the board has not discussed whether we should develop the model thinking of a discussion paper or an exposure draft. In relation to the operational issues, at the meeting we had with the consultative group, we discussed different aspects of the model, and what we wanted from them was to gather their views about the main features of the model that we are developing, and also, and equally important, to gather information about operational aspects of the model. And the members of the group gave us a very good input into operational issues of the model, and that input encouraged the development of an exposure draft. And because of this, we have revised the plans for discussions with the board during next year. I said also that the board raised conceptual issues, and these sessions, the discussions that we had with the board during this year were of an educational nature. As a result, we didn't gather from you tentative positions. And we also know that the conceptual framework will be published in the next quarter, the first quarter of 2018. So we think it is appropriate then to start gathering from the board tentative positions on conceptual issues, on conceptual matters during the first quarter of 2018. At some point during that quarter, the drafting of the conceptual framework will be stable, and it would be a good moment then to start discussing the nature of the rights and obligations, whether those rights and obligations fulfill the definitions of assets and liabilities in the conceptual framework, the scope of the project, and recognition requirements. And we think then at that moment we could be in a good position to ask the board whether it wants to develop proposals for an exposure draft or proposals for a discussion paper. We also anticipate that the publication of the next consultation document will be 2019. And I will pause then for now, and if you have any questions on the proposed revised plan for developing the next consultation document or any questions on the feedback received, we're happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mariela, for the feedback. I think myself, I participated in the meeting you referred to, and just to add a little bit more color into the report, I think the meeting was extremely valuable for us as a board collectively, because one of the issues that we were not totally comfortable about was regarding the operational aspects of the potential model that we are developing. So I am relatively confident in the mechanics, how it works, but we were not totally convinced that operationally it would not be at a level of complexity that would literally impair the model. And the result of the meeting, this particular aspect, was extremely positive in my view. I think this gave staff and I think the board members that attended the meeting a significant level of comfort that in terms of operationality, the way we are framing the model is workable. The way we are trying to capture the types of entities that would eventually be into the scope of the model is in the right direction. Of course, there is always fine-tuning in terms of what we that we capture, what we expect to capture. And After the meeting the group, we sat and discussed very thoroughly the most achievable time frame to develop the project. And I think the staff did a great job together with Neely in identifying the necessary steps and the adequate resources in order to really fulfill an appropriate timetable to discuss every aspect. One thing that is particularly important to this project and will require from us board members significant attention is the forthcoming publication of the conceptual framework. This project will be probably the first one that will come, one of the first ones. We also have FICE, but one of the first to come soon after the publication of the new conceptual framework, and will be eventually put in place the new concepts of assets and liabilities in a project. So it will be very important for us to really have a thorough discussion in this aspect. And although the timetable now that suggests that publication will be 2019, I think it's something that is much more reasonable considering the deliberations that are necessary for us to take along the way.
Any other comments?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.